Of course, the Rush big win. They got game two Saturday night in Calgary on TSN. You can check that out. 10-8 was the score. The goaltenders, if you watched that game or you were at the game, the goaltenders were really the only reason it was 10-8. They were outstanding. Shiliano for Calgary stopped, by my recollection, two, if not three breakaways, and then four or five point blank shots. And Aaron Bold made four or five of his own highlight reel saves. It was good defense, but also some outstanding goaltending. As Derek is back with us, and Derek, it's 10-8, and I don't know if that score really reflected how the game was, because man, there were some good chances on both ends.
Yeah, really, really good goaltending, and I thought the defenses were tough. I mean, I thought Calgary really tightened up on us in the second half and limited our quality chances. But, yeah, a lot of good looks. Goaltending was outstanding. And, that's the way this little series is going to go, I think. I think it's going to be tight right to the end, and we're going to have to really bring it this weekend going into Calgary.
I know you do a lot of video on shot selection for your players. Were they shooting where they should have been?
50-50. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. We missed a lot of our defensive transition guys had those opportunities in the first half on two-on-ones and breakaways, and I didn't think we shot the ball well in those situations. I thought we could do some different things on quick sticks down low in the crease. And then there's other shots that I thought, were perfect. So, not bad, but I think we'll see some things on film this week, and I have seen already that we're going to try to emphasize again that we think we can get to them a little bit better than we did in terms of our shot selection.
Nick Bilich went down in that game. Clearly was a groin injury. He came back and played on a leg and a half. Will he be ready for Saturday?
Doubtful. Yeah, doubtful. It was a pretty bad one. So, probably shouldn't have been in there in the fourth quarter when he kept sneaking out there on us. But that's just kind of hard he has. So, but I doubt very much he'll be able to go this weekend.
So if he's out, is the obvious move Thompson just goes to the back door and Robert Church comes in? Is he a for sure to play?
Yeah, Robert's in for sure, 100%. He'll be good to go. So that's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll get back to more of our regular lineup, minus Nick, and Johnny LaFontaine will stay in. I thought he actually played outstanding on Friday. I thought he was one of our best guys in the back, so which is good to see. I come in and he's always been a steady performer for us, but this year he kind of got edged out a little bit, I think, by Adrian Sarchetti and to some degree Nicky Bellick, but Johnny played great, so hopefully we'll get that kind of performance out of him again this weekend.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, join us. Derek, you Riley Lowen last year was finishing a lot for you. Man, he had some unbelievable looks on Saturday night. Ended up scoring a huge goal when it mattered most late in the game. Are you as a coach, are you just happy when guys continually getting looks, or at some point you say, man, you got to bury some of those?
Yeah, and I think he's one of the guys who will be kind of be specific on with some chances that we think he can do a little bit differently on. And needs to be a little bit more patient. Thought he made a really smart shot on the goal he scored. He caught Chiliano off his post and then made a nice shot. But he had some layups, so to speak, that with a little bit more patience, I think, could have gone in the net. So, but he's a big reason why Greer and Matthews do what they do. So if he can finish a little better, it's a bonus.
Mark Matthews, 7-point game, really dominant at times in the first half. Derek, really kind of just, what's the difference Mark Matthews playoffs 2015 to Mark Matthews playoffs 2014?
I think he's not trying to make it as much a one-on-one game as he did last year. I found when things got tight last year, he tried to hold the ball too much, and now he's moving the ball more, and he's kind of done that all year, actually. So, yeah, we want him to be aggressive and be assertive and make plays, but at the same time, when you hang on the ball too long, you just draw too much attention, and the defense collapses on you. So I think he's done a good job of mixing it up and taking the shots at the right time and being a playmaker as well, and working extremely well with Zach Greer and Riley on that side, and you know, moving well without the ball, setting picks, creating space for Zach as well has been a big part of Zach's good season he's had as well.
Yeah, well, Zach Greer's had a very good season for you. Scored three goals in that game. Came up big, and I guess the step back look, Derek. Where he takes a move in and then comes back and is able to release it as he's stepping back. Not many guys can shoot like that. What goes into that type of move? Is it core strength? Is it arm strength? How is a guy able to because he does it fairly regularly?
And I think it's his foot. I think it's his quick feet and. He's a super fit guy, too. I mean, it could be a lot of core strength as well. He's able to do that. But, I just really think he's Calgary does a good job getting in lane. So he's just really trying to create a shooting lane for himself. And he does a good job especially when he catches the ball, moving his feet, and he's able to stop quickly, step back, or stop quickly and step around the guy. And that's really important to be breaking down their defense because they've done a real good job of disrupting lanes, so we need to do more of that, I think.
Overall, defensively, what did you like? What do you want to improve?
I thought there's not much we can improve on. I liked everything. I thought we did the best job we've done on Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Dixon got loose, one-on-one underneath, which we don't want to do, but we kind of hung Adrian out to dry down there, both Evans and Dixon, but we could provide a little bit more support there. The goal that Doby scored late that tied it bothered me because it was a set play that we know is coming and we didn't play it well. And the funny part about it is, though, they tried it 15 times other times in the game, and we defended it perfectly, and at that moment we didn't. So those things that we're aware they're going to do, then we can do a little better. But at the same time, we gave up 8 goals against a really, really good offensive team, and for the most part this year, I think we've given up 8, 9, 9, and 12, so under 10 average, which is pretty good against them.
What did you like specifically that your defense did against Evans that you weren't able to do in the other meetings?
I thought we got in his way a lot. I thought we were physical. I thought we got in his way. We got on his hands a lot. We made him turn and Mitski stripped him a couple times. And we knocked down shots, knocked down passes. I counted 4 or 5 shots of his that didn't make it to the net. And that's a good job because he's so quick moving laterally that he's one of the harder guys to get in the way of. So I thought we did a really good job in those terms.
Derek, speaking of getting in the way, Calgary's defenders purposely were blocking shots. And it's kind of like a new thing in lacrosse. It didn't happen 3 or 4 years ago. It's borders on lunacy for a guy who doesn't play the game that, yeah. With the little padding that they wear. Is that something that you've picked up on? What are your guys going to have to do? Because you had some great looks that didn't get to the net.
Yeah, I mean, we do it as well. They play so tight now, though. Like, they play a different style of defense than we play. We used to play similar, but not anymore. So, really, they're kind of forced to do that because, they're not ball pressuring a lot. So, we need to – I think we can play a little bit more of a seal game to try and seal those guys off a little bit. There are some things I think we can do differently to create better lanes that we've seen through the film, and we'll work on them at practice on Friday night and see if we can execute those Saturday.
Well, Derek, best of luck. And I guess from your perspective, you guys have had as an organization a lot of success in Calgary in the playoffs. I think you've won 3 of the 4 games you've played there. Why do you feel that is? And just talk about the importance maybe to not go to that tiebreaker, especially with Schneider's dominance in the faceoff dot.
Yeah, we have played well there. I mean, even in the regular season, the last couple of years, we played well there. We want to win this game. I mean, we don't want to even think about 10-minute. I think it's important that we're in the exact opposite position we were in a year ago, and we needed to win that game to advance to the 10-minute. This one here, we can avoid it. So we want to win that game and not even think about that. I mean, how much can you prepare for a 10-minute game anyway? So our preparation will all be based on the 60-minute game and get that done.
Derek, good luck in Calgary.
Okay, thank you.